AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Moderna says it has begun the process to win full regulatory approval for the use of its coronavirus vaccine in adults. It now has emergency use authorization. The World Health Organization is giving the go-ahead for a Chinese vaccine.
The Sinovac coronavac vaccine has been given WHO emergency use listing after being found to be safe, effective, and quality assured.
It's the second such authorization the WHO has granted to a Chinese company. More Americans are flying than at any time since before the pandemic. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The long weekend saw the two busiest American air travel days since early March 2020. The TSA says nearly 2 million people went through airport security Friday and 1.9 million yesterday. Last month's average was 1.6 million. That's still down a third from the same period 2 years ago. But analysts expect airport traffic will keep rising slowly now that many Americans are vaccinated against COVID-19 and airlines are adding more flights. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There is a report of a shooting at a Los Angeles County Fire Department station near Santa Clarita. On the first day of Gay Pride Month, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill banning transgender women from school sports.
I can tell you this, in Florida, you know, girls are going to play girls' sports and boys are going to play boys' sports.
It says a transgender student athlete can't participate without first showing a birth certificate saying she was a girl when she was born. The Canadian Football League's Edmonton team will now be called the Elks. Edmonton dropped its longtime name, Eskimos, last year, following a similar decision by the NFL's Washington team over pressure on franchises to eliminate racist or stereotypical names. This is AP News. Survivor's guilt plagues some Americans who wonder, did I infect someone?
New Yorker Brian Walter wonders if he infected his 80-year-old father, who died from COVID in May of last year.
I constantly feel guilty that I was the one going out every day. I mean, I'm the only person leaving the house all the time.
Working for NYC Transit, Walter could not stay home, but he tried to isolate from his parents when there.
He would say to me, it's not your fault.
So he used his guilt and grief to honor victims by speaking at remembrances about his dad, John, and about coping with survivor's guilt. Walter and his mom were also founders of Queen's COVID Remembrance Day.
That's been very helpful, at least for me, and I hear that from everyone involved in the project.
Julie Walker, New York.
Passover, a play about young black men trapped on a street corner, may be the first Broadway show audiences can watch live when plays restart in August. Ed Donahue, AP News.